Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Charlie Rizzuto, and welcome to the first official episode of the HPE Quick Tips podcast.
Yay!
I know. Look, we don't have a ton of listeners yet, but it's guests like today's that'll help us broaden our reach and accomplish our goal of providing health and physical education teachers from all over the world with great tips for best practice. But before we get into today's tip, I want to thank everyone who listened to the introductory episode, subscribed on iTunes or on Podomatic, liked us on Facebook, and shared information in relation to the podcast on social media. Your efforts to support our efforts are much appreciated. I mean, the HPE community is growing and getting stronger all the time, and we all share a similar focus, which is providing our students with meaningful and engaging learning experiences every single day. And if this podcast can play a small part in that movement, then in all honesty, it's mission accomplished. So I want to thank everyone who supported us, and hopefully we can grow and get more people to support us, and hopefully all of you continue to support us. So thank you. But in the spirit of this podcast being quick and to the point, let's get to our first official guest. Today's guest teaches K-5 physical education. He is the author of 3 PE books. He has taught 2 college courses in relation to physical education. He hosts his own PE website and was recently named the 2015 Elementary Physical Education Teacher of the Year in the state of Massachusetts. Ladies and gentlemen, to talk about how he uses Star Wars to enhance the overall physical education experience for his students, Mr. Kevin Tiller.
Hello, everyone. I'm here today to talk about theme-based physical education. Now, the idea of having a theme in my phys ed classroom came from a school that I was teaching at. It was a pre-K to second grade school, and every year they would have a theme that all the teachers would tie into. And one year it might be around the world, another one was under the sea, another one was outer space. So basically what I did was I took that idea and I was transferring from one school to the next school in my school district, and I thought no better time for me to really do up a theme than at that time. So I had always been a huge fan of Star Wars ever since I was 6 years old when I saw the first movie. So if you do a little math, you can figure out how old I am. And I always wanted to do something like that, but I had to figure out a way that I could tie it in that all students in grades K-5 might benefit from it. So what I did was I found something on some website, it might have been Pinterest or something like that, that somebody had posted that they had rules in their class based on the Force, and every letter was a rule. So I ended up using that idea to kind of create the atmosphere and environment for my class where all of the things that we do are based around the Force. And every letter starts a new sentence starting with F. So F is follow directions and safety rules. O is offer to help make a big problem smaller. R is remain in control of body and words. C is cooperate and work well with others. And E is exhibit excellent effort all class long. So basically that's what I used for to start off with. And then I started looking at, you know, what else could I do that can kind of link it all together. So if you go on my website, and I know that Charlie's gonna give a link to it, but it's phys ed review, that's all one word, physedreview.weebly.com. And if you click on the link that says Star Wars Gym, you're going to see about 15 or 20 different categories and things that I've used to incorporate Star Wars into my classroom. Now, I first want to say that, you know, by me talking about theme-based physical education, by no means am I asking anybody to go out there and do Star Wars in their gym. My thing is find out what you're passionate about and use that in your classroom to motivate your students. Some other themes that I thought about that would work well, perhaps at a K-5 setting, is somebody that I know used rock and roll as a theme, which I thought was awesome. And that's one that I definitely would love to do in the future. But the other thing that you got to think about is you have to do something that you can sustain from year to year. Now, you could clearly go out and have a different theme every year if you want to. And that's great. And some people do that. But I knew that starting last year in 2015, that for every year over the next 6 or 7 years, there was going to be a new Star Wars movie coming out. That way I could add some more new content to it, add some more characters and more activities for my kids. So basically that's what I did. And I also link in some positive behavior recognitions. The students that follow the Force the best, I call my Jedi Council members, and they get either a postcard if they're in kindergarten sent home to them, or a certificate that they can take home with them. And then they get special privileges in class. You know, they might be the one that I ask to volunteer if they want to. If we're getting partners, they pick theirs first. If I'm organizing teams and whatnot, I leave them out, you know, at the end so that they can pick the team that they want to be with. So, you know, all just sorts of little incentives. And I also pick up a small little Star Wars gift or something, you know, a BB-8 eraser or a pencil or whatever it is that they can just kind of take home with them as well. And what I've also been able to do is adapt many of the games and activities to go along with Star Wars. And if you go on my website, again, it's physedreview.weebly.com, and you click on Star Wars Gym, you're going to see that there's just a ton of content. From projector activities to gymnastics balances that I used, with a couple of apps that I was able to incorporate, some instant activities, some warm-up games, Ice Planet Hoth, the pod race, things like that. There's also some health-related information on there as well, talking about bones and muscles and using Star Wars characters to explain those. Some mini posters, the recent things that I just did, were some movement concepts that includes levels, pathways, and directions. And you know, just other things as well. There's a playlist on there, Star Wars playlist, that I went through iTunes, and I just collected a bunch of really good Star Wars songs. And it's not just orchestra songs. There's a lot of people that have put music out there that have Star Wars dance, there's Star Wars folk, there's Star Wars reggae, all sorts of different songs that you could use in your class that kind of have that Star Wars theme as well too. So again, you know, what it is that you're passionate about, find out what it is, and if you can incorporate a theme into it, I think that you'll find that it's very enjoyable, not only for yourself, but the students as well. And even this particular theme, the Star Wars theme, now I knew it wasn't going to be for everybody. But you know, when students come into your classroom, those who are, you know, geared more toward the physical activities, you've already got those kids, you know, sort of in the palm of your hand. You know that no, whatever you do, they're going to love, because they love being physically active. On the other side, that there are some, you know, that maybe not as physically inclined, I found that the Star Wars theme really tapped into those students. And I've even had this theme help me out with a couple of students in my school who were having a difficult time getting into the school. There were, you know, some behavior issues and things of that nature. So one of the things that my principal asked me to do was just kind of connect with these kids, that way they could come down to my Star Wars gym, take a look around. And like I said, if you go on my site, you're going to see tons of decorations. I have banners up there. The recent thing that I just purchased were shower curtains that students can throw at their targets and things like that. So I really kind of did it up and up and up and up. But I knew if I was going to do it, I was going to do it right. And I wanted to go in 100%. So again, that's just my spiel about Star Wars theme, the theme-based physical education. Again, I want to thank Charlie, but hopefully you could take some of the information here and use it in your classroom. So thanks again.
Now there's the type of cheering that we want to hear. Thank you, Kevin, for sharing how you use Star Wars to create a theme-based physical education experience for your students. That really seems like it benefits all your students, enhances classroom management, helps to strengthen the relationships between you and your students. But really, the part that I liked the most was how it reaches students that may be a little hesitant to join in during a typical physical education class. And we all know that we have some students sometimes that are a little hesitant for whatever reason to join in and fully experience what we have to offer during our classes. And creating a theme-based physical education approach could really help to reach all the students, and especially the ones that may be a little hesitant to join into your class. It gives them something else to connect with in terms of the classroom environment, and through that, another way to connect with you as the teacher and really make them feel comfortable in your class. So thanks again to Kevin. Be sure to check out his website, physedreview.weebly.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Phys Ed Review. You could get in touch with him on Voxer, but he has a lot of really good resources on his website. I'm going to put some of his resources on my website, rizzutoeducation.com. Click on the HPE Quick Tips podcast link on the left side, and I'm going to add some pictures from Kevin's gymnasium on there, and a link to his website, and maybe some other things that that we could share out for everybody who's listening to this podcast and then goes and checks out the site. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Continue to listen. Subscribe on iTunes. Check us out on Podomatic. If you have any sort of feedback, if you have something that you want to share, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, rizzutoeducation@gmail.com. You could follow me on Twitter at @RizzutoEd. You can follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/quicktips. And as always, remember, it is health that is true wealth, not pieces of gold and silver.
Hi, this is Andy Milne, Shape America's Midwest District Health Teacher of the Year for 2017. Check out episode 2, where I'll be talking about how I use YRBS data in the health class to personalize the learning experience and to allow my students to make data-driven decisions.